forgetting what's behind. If I sat around every time that the enemy reminds me of who I was and what I was, and I sat around feeling bad about what I was, there would be no way that I can rejoice in what I am. But the Apostle Paul said profoundly, I am what I am because of him. I ain't what I was. I'm not. He's dead. He died. All of them died. And God brought back to life those things that could better get the kingdom of God, but the rest of it's dead. And I think I was right. The battery is dead. I don't have a light anymore. That's a good sign. Now I know how it works. So next time we're going and you see the light go off, say, Roger, it ain't working.
It gets real fuzzy, too.
Yeah, that's what I noticed the most. It got fuzzy. You know, it got fuzzy. That's sort of what happened when the guy fell out the window. The word got fuzzy. Fell asleep. You ever fall asleep? Yeah. God never sleeps. He doesn't doze off on you. He doesn't forget to watch over his word and perform it. Finding grace. In order to find something, you have to be looking for it. You have to want to find it. How many of you have been looking for something before and found all kinds of other things except for the thing that you were trying to find? I've been looking for a little screw or something on the floor of my garage and found 15 other things that look a lot like it. They're smaller than it, and I think, well, it's just a matter of time now until I find the one I'm looking for, because I found all of this. Because I wanted to find it. There's been a lot of times when I never found it. But I've never known God to fail when I'm looking for God. When I'm really looking for Him, looking for His solution, looking for His way. Really saying to Him, God, whatever you want, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. I want what you want, Lord. I know this much. You see, Moses told him what he knew. He said, okay, if this is true, you said it. You said that I found grace in your sight. You need to know what God says about you, about His promises for you, about what He has planned for you. God is good. Most people, even with a nominal sort of a faith, won't argue with the fact, well, yes, God is good. But then add all the time. Boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of religion that can't quite believe that God is good all the time. After all, look what He did to God's enemies. Look what He did to this. Look what He did to that. Didn't change that He was good. He's good all the time. His grace is sufficient for you all the time. His grace has an abundance of power. His grace provides an abundance of wisdom. His grace will provide you an abundance of resolve to do what you need to do. And even though it looks like more than you can bear, even though it seems like a cost too great, you know when it's God. And when it is, then you make your choice for God and grace abounds. If you don't make your choice for God and for what God wants, you don't need the grace to do what God wants, do you? God will supply all your need according to His riches and glory. You step His direction, He'll supply. You stay below and make a calf, or you stand back and see how it all works out, and you'll see how it all works out from a distance. You'll be like Israel, who died in the desert, never getting to go in.